Pastor Troy King presents this life-changing message to encourage, inspire, and motivate you into your destiny. Get ready to receive this wave of glory from Pastor Troy King as it flows from heaven to minister to your spirit.
I want you to look at your neighbor with all the strength you can muster and say, neighbor, it's because of the anointing. Come on, look at somebody that's going to agree with you on your word and say, neighbor, you are where you are right now because of the anointing. You got what you got right now because of the anointing. Say, neighbor, the next 48 hours, God is going to begin to show up in your life because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Oh, Lord. I might as well go ahead and get free. It ain't going to take long for the Holy Ghost to do what he got to do. Look at somebody and say, it's because of the anointing I'm here. Because if you be truthful about it, you could have been dead and gone a long time ago. But because it was some anointing on your life, because something got stirred up in the atmosphere, because when the enemy came in like a flood, the Holy Ghost stepped into the realm of the Spirit and began to lift up a standard and begin to lift you up out of the pit, begin to lift you up out of that hell, begin to lift you up out of your problem. That's why. Look at somebody say, it's because of the anointing. Y'all ain't got it yet. See, it's because the anointing that you can give God a praise. That's why you need to open up your mouth right about now. Because if it wasn't for the anointing, your enemies just got scattered because of the anointing that's getting released. I'm telling you right now, there's a money miracle that's about to hit your life all because of the anointing. Oh, my God. Watch this. You can see. You can be seated right there, but let God flow. Watch this. It says, and it came to pass in that day, the 27th. Look, oh God, I feel it. That day, the day that you got a problem, the day you got need of God to show up in your life, the day that all hell has broken loose against you. God said, in that day, in that day, in that day, it shall come to pass. That's why some prophecies had to come to pass these last 7 days. Why? Because God has shifted some things, and he said, it shall come to pass. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at somebody and say, what you believe in God for, it's going to come to pass this year. It ain't going to take a whole year for God to let it come to pass, because it says in that day. That means in the next 10 minutes, you can get your house. In the next 10 minutes, you can get your new car. You can get your new job. But you got to get in the place of the anointing. Somebody shout anointing. Shout anointing. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, oh my God, shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. So everything you've been carrying around, all that excess baggage, baby, that you've been carrying through the airport called life, God say it's time to let it go, because the anointing is coming to get rid of some stuff that's been holding you down, that's been keeping you in bondage. It shall be taken away. Oh my. Look at somebody and say, take away. That sounds like somebody's prayer to me. Lord, take away all this heartache. God, take away all this pain. God, take away all this shame. See, all that stuff is resting upon your shoulders. But guess what? It can't stay there because of the anointing. Y'all missed it. It don't matter how long the devil try to keep you in bondage. It can't stay there. Why? Because you got an anointing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I wish I had a Pentecostal church right about now. A church that won't scared to give God praise. A church that said, I don't care what time it is. It's time to give God a supernatural praise, because I need the anointing. I need the anointing. I need the anointing to take away some stuff from off my shoulders, because I can't carry this by myself. See, some of you been carrying some stuff year after year, month after month, day after day. But God said, this is the day that it shall come to pass. And the yoke from off your neck. Oh my God. I wish I was getting this revelation. The yoke from off of your neck. That means that witch, that's when you sleeping at night and you wake up and you feel like you can't breathe. Oh, I know it's somebody in here. When you're wrestling in your bed and it feels like something is suffocating you, that's because it's a yoke that the enemy desires to keep around your neck. And when you woke up, why? Because of the anointing. Because the anointing will cause the yoke to come off. The burden from off my shoulders and the yoke from around my neck. So look at somebody and say, I'm getting ready to breathe in a way I never breathed before. That situation has been suffocating you. It can't suffocate you no more. Somebody need to take a deep breath in the anointing right there. From off my neck. Look what the Bible says. Watch this. I'm going to revelate right here on 27. And it says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So watch this. Do you see what the Bible is saying? Let me walk down here with y'all so you can understand this. Look what it says. From the beginning of 27, it begins to say, it comes to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder and his yoke. Notice it said his yoke. It didn't clarify what type of yoke it was, but it said his yoke. See, some of you got his yoke around your neck. But look what it says. It'll be taken from off thy shoulder. The yoke, there it is again, from off thy neck, and the yoke. Now, the yoke is mentioned in verse 27. It begins to speak of it two times right there. So it means two means two witnesses. Two also means agreement. So that's why you need to high five your neighbor next to you and say, if you agree with me, it's some stuff that's going to come off right now. But it said it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. See, it's some stuff that the devil didn't kill you in because somebody had an anointing that was praying for you. The reason you came out of the world and came out of the sin you was in won't because you yourself brought you out. It was because the anointing brought you out. Some of you could have been dead and gone, but yet the anointing kept you. Some of you are still walking by faith and not by sight. Why? Because the anointing is driving you. See, we can't take the credit ourselves. It was the anointing that got us right here. The reason you are able to be in the sanctuary this morning and give God a radical praise is only because the anointing. The drunk driver didn't hit you. Why? Because there was an anointing. The person who was hauling you could not destroy you. Why? Because there was an anointing. It was because of the anointing. But mother, watch this. The Bible says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody shout destroyed. So which means the Bible didn't tell you that the yoke would break because of the anointing. It said the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because you have to understand when you revelate the scripture that God will never break anything, but yet he destroys it. Because anything that is broken can be put back together. And that's what has happened to the body of Christ. Some people have broke some stuff off of your life. And when you leave out of the sanctuary, it get yoked back up to you. Why? Because the only thing that happened is it got broken, but not destroyed. But when the anointing shows up, the anointing has the power to destroy it. And when God destroys it, it cannot be put back together because the yoke has been destroyed off of your life. I don't know about you, but I need the anointing to destroy some stuff in my life. Destroy those that's trying to kill me. Destroy that poverty spirit. Destroy that sickness in my body. Destroy it. I need him to destroy that bad attitude, that rebellious spirit, that spirit of almost. You almost got to the next level, but something happened. I need that yoke to be destroyed, because this is the day that I need everything God spoke over my life to come to pass. And in my way, and my ticket is through the anointing. But it was destroyed because of the anointing. But a lot of times, we sing this song. Tasha Cobb sing it best. We break every chain. I don't want to break no more chains. I want to destroy the chains. Because I don't need next year for that same chain that was hanging me to show up next month and get back entangled in bondage again. I need the chains to be destroyed off of my life. Somebody just shout, destroy, destroy. Come on, start talking right there to your problem. Destroy that bad attitude. Destroy that person that can't stand your guts. Destroy that spirit of righteousness that comes up from the enemy. Destroy it now so the kingdom of heaven can come into your life. I heard it. I told you I heard 61 in my spirit. It's Isaiah 61. That's what God wanted to do for you. Because 6 is the number of man, and man been having their way with you, and man has failed you. But when you add 1 to 6, you get 7, which means completion. When you understand the prophetic numbers of 1, 1 is 1 God. So it means when you put 1 God beside man, the anointing... They missed that. That went right out the door. I said, when you put man with the anointing, which represents the Godhead, it means that God can begin to turn Pharaoh's heart and begin to use a man to begin to bless you through the anointing. Oh, my God. Isaiah 61. Watch this. God gonna complete it right here. Then it says, the Spirit, there it is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Look at somebody and say, I'm still here because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I didn't kill myself. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. And when the Spirit of the Lord gets upon you, it ain't nothing but the anointing that's resting upon you. So when it rests upon you, it means the devil can't do nothing to you because the anointing is resting. You catch that? But it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord have anointed me. See, people can't anoint you. God anoints you. That's where it says right there. It says, because the Lord have anointed me. Not man has anointed me, but yet God has anointed me. So therefore, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Look at your name and say, you can keep the title. Give me the anointing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at somebody and say, you can keep that title. Just give me the anointing. It didn't say right there that he will begin to use your title, but he says the anointing. He didn't anoint. Nah, y'all ain't got it. He didn't anoint your title. He anointed you. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, not your title. Y'all missed that. But see, you got some people that just want to focus on their title, but yet God has not anointed your title. The only thing God has anointed is you, because you can operate with or without your title as long as you got the anointing. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. But he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and to open the prisons to them that are bound. You see what the anointing will do? So now the first thing you have to understand, I feel the Holy Ghost revelating. He had to take you now back to 10 so that stuff could get destroyed, so that then he could put the anointing on you. But God cannot put the anointing on you until the yoke first has been destroyed. So you got some people walking around with yokes on their necks and trying to carry the anointing. And what begins to happen, now they won't double, but now they got double trouble because they're trying to take on an anointing that cannot coexist with the yoke that's around them. Y'all ain't saying it to me. I preach to my chairs if you don't want to preach back to me. But you got to get that mess off of you so that the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord can rest. But Pastor, watch this. I feel like the anointing is upon me, but yet I still feel like it's a yoke around my neck. See, when the anointing, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you won't know what poverty is. Y'all missed that. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you don't get sick in your body no more. Y'all ain't saying that. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you don't fail, you succeed. Y'all ain't saying in this place. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, whatever tries to attach itself, the anointing destroys it before it sets upon you. That's why when a sickness try to get on you, it'll try to weigh you down, but the anointing destroys it. When the Spirit gets on me, I don't have to worry about trying to find a husband. I don't have to worry about trying to find my mate, because that's why some bad relationships got broken up and got destroyed, because you had an anointing, and because you had an anointing and he had the devil, it had to destroy. Because it just don't break, it destroys. That means you don't run back to him a week later just because you got a... No, it means you don't have that itch no more because it destroys it. That's when you can say, it don't register in my spirit. It's not registering with the anointing. The anointing will speak to you, but are you listening to what the anointing got to say? Because when the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, I don't worry about worldly things. I become a supernatural being. Because if the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he is supernatural. He is the anointing. And it means I have to come subject to his anointing. Oh, you ain't saying nothing. That's where your flesh got to die. Why? So that the Spirit of the Lord can raise that standard in your life. So that the anointing can destroy whatever comes your way. But what happens? Pastor, how I know if the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? How do I know I got the anointing? How do I know that I got that yoke that you're talking about destroyed off of my neck? How do I know that God's Spirit is dwelling on the inside of me? Because when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and the anointing is on your life, the devil will take you through hell and high water. You will begin to lose some stuff. You will start battling in your spirit, and the devil will come in and try to confuse your mind and make you think that the anointing ain't on your life. But when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, it means now that the anointing is destroying some things. That's why some money got lost, because it was possessed by demons. You ain't saying nothing. Because some people that gave you money didn't have the right spirit when they lent it to you. So God had to cause your bank account to go negative just to get their spirit out of it. But see, you too busy worrying about not having money. You too busy worrying about being broke. And God saying, do you not know what I am doing is destroying that yoke? I'm destroying that yoke of I got to borrow, because that's not contradictory to God's word. You're supposed to be the lender, not the borrower. So sometimes God will cause you to go bankrupt just to release a spirit off of you. But you looking at her. I got to pay a bill and I ain't got no money. But see, when you go back and recalculate everything in your life, some of the bills that you created were because of somebody else who's not in your life right now. So now you stuck paying the benefits of something. So now you have to go through a season of bad credit, and you bitter fellas sitting around with your mouth open saying, whoa, whoa with me because I'm having a pity party because my credit bad, but God has said, I'm destroying. I'm destroying that yoke off of your shoulders. I'm destroying that relationship off of your finances. I'm destroying that spirit of leechiness off of you. So if I got to give you a bad credit score just to get you broke, just to get you set free, and to destroy it, I got to do it. But we look at the wrong thing. We like that commercial, it's my money. And I want it now. That's what we said. We just like that commercial. It's my money, and I want it now. God said, when did it become your money? Because the last time I checked on every dollar I gave to you, it says, in God do I trust. So your name ain't even on your money, but you said it's my money, and I want it now. God is saying it's my praise and my worship. I want it now. But we don't want the praise. We don't want the worship. We want the money. But guess what? Money can't come until you praise God. But when the anointing comes, you will begin to go through some stuff. You will begin to get afflicted. That's why Paul said, it was good I was afflicted. It was good. Why? Because if that did not happen to you, your praise wouldn't be what it was right about now. Keisha, if the devil didn't try to kill you and make you commit suicide, you wouldn't be anointed right about now, because the devil want to kill the anointing. He don't want to kill you. He wants the anointing because he know the anointing got the power. But some of us are always telling the devil want me. The devil trying to kill me. No, he ain't trying to kill you. He just want the anointing, because you ain't nothing without your anointing. And he know that the only thing that can destroy his kingdom is the anointing. So he ain't after you. He after your anointing. But the anointing. Pastor, how I know I got that anointing? When the anointing comes, the devil don't like it. Oh, y'all missing this. That's why when you really get into a place where you've had an encounter with God, you find yourself being in a place where you are all by yourself. The friends you thought was on your side leave you. The people that you thought had your back turn and walk away. Why? Because the anointing. But when the anointing comes, the devil don't like it. That's how you know. See, the devil know when that anointing is on you, he don't like you. He can't stand who you are. That's why Kannapolis don't want me in this city, because I got an anointing. They want to talk about my signs. They want to talk about what I'm doing in the city. They want to run my signs over with trucks. But they can't destroy the anointing, because they can take everything they want to take, because the anointing is flowing out of my belly. And the anointing can destroy anything. Sister Harris, when you realize that the anointing comes into your spirit, when that anointing rests upon you, you don't worry about who wants you there and who don't want you there. You don't worry about speaking the truth and not speaking the truth. You just speak what thus saith the Lord. If you don't want to sit under this anointing, you're free to go. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's why I tell you right now, it's a lot of times that people are always looking for places to hide out. They don't like being on the ground level because they want to hide themselves. Because they know that the anointing can destroy everything. Watch this. You got people, the first thing they ask you when you ask them to church, how many members they got? How big is the building? How many seats they got? But see, what you come to find out, people like that, I put them in a category. They just want to go and hide out with a lot of folks. Because when they get around a lot of people, you got to understand they get around like spirits. And see, what's going to happen, they don't want to go to a small ministry. It don't matter if you're growing, if you're on a foundation, they don't want to go. Because they know that the anointing is going to find them like a flashlight. But when they go and hide out in a place, it's other spirits that's in there with them. And if the anointing ain't flowing in the place, they can come and hide and drop off spirits. That's why the miracles and supernatural power ain't being manifest, because people want to drop stuff in the atmosphere without the anointing having the power to destroy it. And they come in and say, just seek me in the balcony. See? They always tell you, the sinner sit on the back row. Y'all done heard that cliche? All the sinners sit at the back of the church. No, it's contradictory, you understand. All the witches and warlocks sit at the back of the church. You got to understand, because you got to understand the word comes from here first. And when the word comes from the altar in the pulpit, it comes to the front row. So it means now that when I prophesy into the atmosphere, it means that everybody on the front row to the second row, all the way back to the 10th row, you have to understand that when mother gets it, she can heighten the prophetic word. She can usher in the angel to take it a little bit higher. And now you have created an atmosphere that when you leave the place, what was prophesied over your spirit, you can name it and claim it. But the witch and warlock is the last one to receive your prophecy. So now when the head gets it and the front row gets it, the last one that hears it is the witch and the warlock. So you leave out thinking you got your blessing, but the witch just put your stuff in a bottle. And you say, I don't understand what happened. I was feeling good, but now I'm going through hell. But when the anointing is flowing in an atmosphere, it don't matter what witch come, it'll destroy it. Y'all ain't saying anything. It'll destroy it. See, you ain't got to worry about her putting your pits in a bottle, because the anointing will destroy her bottle, and she can't carry nothing out of these. But, somebody say but, the Spirit of the Lord got to be upon you. And that's what we're dealing with now. The Spirit of the Lord ain't upon God's people. See, people think the pastor's the only one anointed. The pastor's the only one that can evangelize. The prophet, the pastor's the only one that can prophesy. The pastor's the only one that can speak and pray for me. The pastor's the only one that can do this. You are anointed. You are a carrier of the anointing. Guess what? I put my pants on the same way you do. You have to understand that when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, the same Spirit can rest upon you. But you got to be in position.
Pastor Troy King would love to have you visit the Glory Has Come International Ministries at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. For any of our messages or service times, visit our website at www.thegloryhascome.com. That's www.thegloryhascome.com, or call 704-612-3360. Thanks again for listening. Now take what you've heard and apply it to your life.